Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio style jungle call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel like a real conversation between the rave and the radio. Think chopped vocal energy, rude little bass answers, and a groove that sounds like it's being broadcast from the back of a moving van at 174 BPM. This is an intermediate workflow, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around tracks, clips, and basic MIDI editing. What we're focusing on here is the musical idea, the sequencing, and the arrangement movement that turns a loop into an actual DNB section. First thing, set your tempo around 174 BPM. That gives you that classic jungle and drum and bass pressure without making the whole thing feel rushed. Then create a few tracks, drums, bass, call, response, and one extra FX or atmosphere track. If you're working in arrangement view, set up a 4-bar or 8-bar loop region so you've got a clean space to build in. Before we get into the riff, get the drums rolling. That's important. A call and response pattern only really works when the bed underneath it already has movement. You want kick, snare, a breakbeat layer, hats, maybe a few ghost percussion hits, something that feels alive. If you're processing a break, a really solid stock Ableton chain is EQ8 first to clean up the low end, then drum boss for grit, saturator for a little soft clipping, and glue compressor for subtle glue. Nothing too crushed. You want impact, not mush. A good jungle arrangement often starts with the break itself. If you duplicate the break and process one layer for top hand snap and another for body, you can blend them together and make room for the riff on top. That way the call and response will cut through without fighting the drums. Now for the call sound. This can be a vocal chop, a horn stab, a synth hit, a noisy sample, even a chop-top amen fragment. The important thing is that it has character. It needs to sound like it's saying something. If you're using a vocal sample, drop it into an audio track, warp it so it locks to tempo, and maybe use simpler if you want to chop it into phrases. Then shape it with EQ8, auto filter, saturator, maybe a touch of delay and reverb if you want space. But keep it gritty. Pirate radio energy is never pristine. A little distortion, a little bandpass filtering, a little narrowness in the tone, that's what gives it the feel of a voice coming through a battered transmitter. A nice trick here is to make the call slightly smaller than you think it should be. If it's too wide or too full, it starts to dominate the groove. Shorten it, filter it, and let it land with attitude. The call is the question. It should leave room for the answer. For the response, we want something that feels like the system talking back. This is usually a bass stab, a Reese hit, a Hooverish synth, or a rude little bass blurt. Waveitable and Operator are both great for this. If you want something modern and heavy, Waveitable is a strong choice. If you want a tighter classic synth bass vibe, Operator works brilliantly. A simple Waveitable response patch might use a saw-based Waveitable or triangle-based source, a low-pass filter with some drive, a short attack, and a medium-short decay. You can add subtle glide if you want the phrase to slur into place a little. Then on the track, chain EQ8, saturator, maybe a compressor for sidechain if the low end is gang crowded, and utility to keep the sub centered and mono if needed. Here's the key musical idea. The call and the response should not be identical in timing or weight. If both hit the same way, the riff turns flat. The call should leave space. The response should land a little later or slightly off the grid, like a selector reacting live. That tiny timing offset makes it feel human and urgent. Let's write the MIDI. A strong 2-bar pattern might have the call on beat 1, or maybe on the end of 2, then a little silence, then the response on beat 3 or the end of 4. In the second bar, you can flip the idea slightly, or use a variation of the same phrase. The whole thing should feel like question, answer, question, answer. Not every bar needs to be full. In fact, the spaces are what make it hit. When you're drawing notes in the MIDI editor, keep the call short and rhythmic. Don't sterilize it with perfect quantization unless it really needs it. Jungle often feels better when it breathes a little. Use velocity to create phrasing, not just volume. Stronger velocities can feel like shouted words. Lower velocities can feel like muttered pickups or background chatter. That hierarchy matters. One phrase should be the headline, the other should be the reply. This is where ghost notes and pickups become really useful. You can duplicate the call clip, trim a tiny fragment, reverse it, and place it just before the main response. Maybe a 16th note before, maybe an 8th. Filter it down with auto filter so it sounds like interference, then open it a little as it leads into the answer. That tiny pre-echo or reversed bit gives the whole thing a tuned-in, dialed-up energy. It feels like someone's twisting the radio and the station is locking in. If you want even more movement, think in call stacks. That means having more than one call element, so you might have a main vocal or stab, plus a quieter filtered texture underneath. That makes that exchange feel layered, more like a broadcast than a single hit. It's a small detail, but it adds a lot of depth. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where a lot of people get stuck. A good riff is not just a loop, it needs to develop. In arrangement view, think in sections. For example, an intro with drums and filtered call fragments, then a full drop with the full call and response, then a development section where the response changes register, then a breakdown where the call hangs alone with FX, then a second drop where the whole thing gets heavier, shorter, or more distorted. You can do a lot with very small changes. Filter automation is one of the biggest. Start the call narrow and muffled, then open it up over time, or do the opposite and let it close down for tension. Transposition is another great move. Move the response up an octave for a lift, or down an octave for something darker and heavier. You can also swap rolls after 8 or 16 bars. Let the bass become the call and let the stab or vocal become the answer. That keeps the listener engaged and stops the tune from feeling predictable. Mute strategy is huge in drum and bass. Don't be afraid to drop one element out for a bar. Pull the call away and leave just the drums and sub. Or strip the bass out for a moment before bringing it back hard. That kind of negative space creates pressure on the dance floor. Silence is powerful in jungle. If you want to experiment quickly, session view is a really good place to do it. Put the call in one clip slot, then make two or three response variations in nearby slots. Trigger them live and listen for the one that feels most alive. If you like the performance, record that switching into arrangement view and build from there. That approach suits jungle really well because the music often feels like a live selection, full of edits, reloads, and improvisation. Don't forget your return tracks. A filter delay return and a short grimy reverb return can add a lot of atmosphere without washing out the punch. Echo with a high pass on the return, moderate feedback, and a dotted eighth or quarter note time can give you those classic trails. For reverb, keep it short and shape it with a cue after the effect so the low end stays clean. Indeed NB, too much space can flatten the impact, so keep it subtle and selective. A few quick mix checks before you move on. Make sure the low end is disciplined and still mono where it matters. Use utility if you need to tighten the bass. Make sure the call is not masking the snare. Make sure the response is landing in the gaps between the drum accents, not fighting the whole groove. And keep some headroom on the master while you're building, ideally peaking around minus 6 dB. That gives you room to push the tune later. A common mistake is overcrowding the riff. If every bar is packed, you lose the tension. Another mistake is making the call and response too similar in tone and rhythm. They need contrast, different register, different texture, different timing. Also, be careful with too much reverb or delay. It's tempting to drown everything in atmosphere, but in jungle the rhythm has to stay sharp. And lastly, don't let the same two bar idea loop forever without change. That's a sketch, not a tune. If you want to push this darker, try bandpass filtering the call so it sounds like it's coming through a busted transmitter. Add controlled distortion to the response with saturator, overdrive, roar, or even redux if you want digital grime. You can also layer the response, one clean mono sub layer and one dirty mid layer. That way the low end stays solid while the mids do the talking. Here's a really good practice exercise. Build a 4-bar pirate radio jungle riff at 174 BPM. Make a drum loop with kick, snare, break layer, and hats. Program a 2-note call with a vocal chop or stab. Then make a bass response with wave eatable or operator. Structure it like this. Bar 1, call. Bar 2, response. Bar 3, call variation. Bar 4, response variation plus a fill. Add one automation move, like opening the filter on the response or throwing a delay on the call. Then duplicate the 4 bars and make the second pass darker or heavier. If you want the challenge version, swap the call and response sounds halfway through, transpose the response down an octave on the second pass, or cut everything except the drums for one beat before the drop comes back in. Those tiny edits are what make the arrangement feel alive. The big takeaway is this. A pirate radio jungle call and response riff is all about space, contrast, tension, and character. In Ableton Live 12, you can build it fast with stock devices like Simpler, Waveatable, Operator, EQ8, Auto Filter, Saturator, Drum Bus, Glue Compressor, and Utility. But the real secret is in the phrasing. The notes matter, sure, but the timing, the silence, the little nudges and offsets, that's where the energy lies. So remember this. In drum and bass and jungle, the riff should feel like a conversation between the rave and the radio. Build the question, leave the space, and let the bass answer back.